Gangly.
Okay. What if he's always stumbling and dropping things? You'd call him?
Clumsy.
And someone just kept on doing things that didn't make any sense. You'd say he's just a plain
fool.
How does that word sound to you?
Well, I think a fool is someone who is foolish, who doesn't use any common or good sense.
Mm-hmm. So, is it a very insulting word, or just calling someone stupid?
I think calling somebody stupid and foolish, I think stupid is more insulting.
Mm-hmm. And someone had a whole lot of money, but really hung on to his money, wouldn't spend any.
You call him a miser, or call him stingy.
Or you call him a what?
Miser.
Anything else?
Stingy, miser, or a tightwad.
Uh-huh. When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Common. Well, oh, usually out here it used, it's a word I don't like. Here it used, you know, in a, like a social sense, like this person, you know, just wasn't brought up in the right way, in the right family, you know, to really be accepted in society. You know, I've heard people say, you know, they're just common.
Mm-hmm. What if you say that a girl is common? What would that mean?
Well, around here, you know, you hear people use it in just that general sense that I just said. Somebody might also use it to suggest, you know, that they have loose morals, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, people around here are very conscious of their family history.
A lot of people are.
Is there sort of an aristocracy? Southern aristocracy type?
No, not, I don't think that, take it that literally, but they're what you would call, you know, you should say old,
mm-hmm.
established families that have been here and helped build the town.
Mm-hmm. Say an older person, maybe in their 80s or so, who still does all the work and doesn't get tired, has a lot of energy. You'd say that he was...
Gosh, I don't know. Say that they're really spry, or... I'd probably say they really got a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. Say if your children are out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
And someone else would say, well, they'll get home all right, just don't...
Don't worry.
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm scared.
And you'd say, well, I don't see why she's scared now. She...
I don't know.
She
what after.
To be scared. She...
Oh, she doesn't have anything to be afraid of.
Or talking about, if you mean in the past, she never was.
She never was afraid of anything before.
How would you say that using the expression used to be? Would you say she
used didn't used to be afraid or didn't used to be scared?
And if someone leaves a lot of money on the table and goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you'd say that he's awfully, what with his money?
Foolish or careless.
And you say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
A little, strange, little flaky.
Mm-hmm. Anything else people used to say?
Oh, peculiar, nuts, crazy.
What about the term queer or quar?